Let's get downstairs. Brandon Ellis is with us.
Yeah, I've got Brandon Ellis with me. A very, very happy Brandon Ellis. You've done what 9 other teams couldn't do this season. How does this one feel?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We're pretty confident coming over. We play Subiaco pretty well. We knew that we had to weather the storm early and, you know, to kick, I think, 7 or 8 goals in the first quarter. We weren't, you know, really expecting that, but we'll take it. And, you know, we knew they were going to come out in the second half and just try and come through the corridor as much as they can and take the game on, you know, because they're not 9-0 for nothing. They're always going to come back. But, you know, to the boys' credit, we fought hard and we're tough. And, yeah, it was good to get the 4 points.
That first quarter really set up the win, didn't it? Because you eliminated the crowd, and when that's pumping, the Dockers are pumping. But so, yeah, that really got you guys going, didn't it?
Yeah, and that was probably one of the biggest and main messages coming out, to just try and silence the crowd in the first quarter, because when they're up and about, they're bloody loud, as you heard him in that last quarter. So it was just an awesome win, and yeah, loved it.
Brandon, I thought the ball use that you guys had was really, really clever. I noticed you honouring a lot of leads. It was hit up forwards. The ball carrier was lowering the eyes all the time, and what you're able to do was really pull the Fremantle defence out of defensive 50 and make it easier for your forwards.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we knew through the middle of the ground, they like to fold back and try and get as many numbers as they can in the defensive half to, you know, then that's when they start off their offense. So we knew that we had to, you know, keep leading up and hitting up and try and make them defend and get one-on-ones, because if you keep kicking the ball too long, their backs are too good, it's going to drop off and take those chop-out marks. But, you know, we started him really hard and it was awesome to come away with the win.
Brandon, well played, mate. Even when your side wasn't going so well, you were still getting your hands on the ball plenty of times. 31, 33, 26, another 29 tonight. So you've been finding plenty of the footy, mate.
Yeah, oh, I guess so. Thanks to all my teammates winning the ball inside and getting it to me. But I think the biggest thing for me is just keep being clean and just keep trying to win that contested ball. But, you know, I'll just keep playing my role for the team if we keep winning. Then, yeah.
Brandon, the defence of Fremantle is renowned, but I have to say the numbers in recent times for the Richmond defence have been really terrific. Obviously, just 70 points conceded tonight, 59 last week, 43 the previous week against Port Adelaide. So they're doing a job, and you've got Alex Rance and company. That's got to be a cornerstone for what your game's built around.
Oh, mate, yeah, he runs that back line down there, Rance. He's fantastic. He never loses a 1-1. Pulled Pavlich's pants down tonight. He played really well. He hurt himself at half time, but he come out and just gritted tough and went through. But yeah, we knew as you know, they're a really good defensive team, but so are we. So, you know, we want to be the best defensive team in the competition, and we took it up to them tonight. But got to keep a lid on it. We've got to buy now, have a good break, and then come back. And we've got West Coast on the Friday night, so looking forward to that.
Do you, the players, know what's going to happen over the bye period, Brandon?
Well, as far as I know, we get the red eye home now. We get 5 days off, and then we come back on Thursday, and then we prepare for West Coast. So it'd be good just to get a bit of a mental break, go away for a bit. But then, you know, we'll watch West Coast when they play this weekend and next week. So I'm just looking forward to put my feet up for a bit.
What will you do with that 5 days? Will you stick around Melbourne, or will you duck away back home, or what's in it for you?
I'm from Melbourne, so
okay,
yeah.
Probably going to stay home then.
But I'll head down to the beach somewhere, just get away for a few days. But, you've got to get out of Melbourne, get away from all the hype and all the people. But, can't wait to put my feet up, I'll tell you that.
Now, do you get a little bit of team bonding, given that you've now earned it tonight with a couple on the way home, or are you not allowed to do that anymore?
Oh, that's up to the cockroach, Dimmer. Look, you know, it's one game. We've still got, 14 other games to go. So, as we said, we've got to keep a lid on it. It was a good scalp, good win to beat Freo, who haven't lost a game. But, you know, we'll just try and recover as quick as we can and prepare for West Coast.
Well, and I know most teams have got games in hand on you, mate, but you're up to 5th at the moment on the table. So it's been a good month. You've won 4 in a row, and you go into the bye in good form. Thanks for joining us, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Brandon Ellis here on 882 6PR, and our review of footy for Canard's High.